Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jeff Rogers, this is the music you like having on when you walk into a room, generally.
I wake up to this every morning.
Do you? That's awesome.
I wake up, I hit the wall with my pads on, I go to sleep with my pads on.
I like that.
And then I spin out going to the bathroom.
With your pads on. That's nice. How much money is spent on advertising in the first 51 years of the Super Bowl? The total is almost $5 billion, which is crazy. That tonight it's going to be $385 million. And if you look at what the Super Bowl spent in the 60s, 70s, and 80s combined, it blows away that number. It's only $299 million. And joining me in studio is a true marketing professional, one of the most talented guys I know. That's Jeff Rogers he's the president of Zap Creative. Welcome in, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I love that we do this every year now.
I know.
Kind of a tradition.
This is the thing,
you know?
Yeah.
Yep. Super Bowl ad spending, again, has grown so much over the years. I was looking back, 1973, the year my wife was born, was about $100,000 per spot.
Wow, I'm not sure how happy she's going to be about you saying that. I just
that's young.
This is the she's last time we'll be doing that.
She's
I can't wait to.
Yeah,
I'm wondering what I'm going to wear to your funeral.
She's going to be pissed. But you look at how fast this grew. Like 95 was, 20 years later was $1 million. Last year, I think we were about 4.5, 4.8. Now it's officially 5 million. We've hit the mark.
You know what I find interesting about that, though, is that this year you've had a much lower ratings across the board for the NFL.
Yes. And I'm concerned about that, too. What is that's going to mean tonight?
Yeah.
And
going forward.
No,
no, that's all right. I'm typically used to it.
Sorry about that.
But will they be able to sustain this, or have we just peaked?
Last year, the numbers, I was just looking at this, though, Jeff. Last year, the Super Bowl ratings, I think last year was the third most watched. Like, it was 2015 that hit number one, and we just figured that it was going to grow and grow and grow and keep knocking the peg down of all the
right,
other Super
of
Bowls.
The other ones.
It slid it at number three. I don't know if, because of that NFL ratings this year, if we're going to even make those top five.
Wouldn't that be, that would be fascinating.
Yeah.
Because then at that point, how do you say, oh, it's just a blip. Now it's starting to be a trend if it's 2 years in a row.
Exactly. So there's always three questions. You're certainly a marketing guy, and you know what those questions are. Is does the ad actually do something for the brand? Does the message blow away the competition? And does it engage viewers, and can you drive sales? And actually, one of the ones that's not on here is, do you remember what the brand was after the ad aired?
Well, and you remember the commercial, right? I mean,
yeah. There's
so many commercials. People can say, oh, did you see the kid is the Darth Vader commercial? Yeah. Who was that for?
Yeah, I had to go back and look. When I thought that's one of my favorite commercials, I said, of all time.
Yeah, that's great.
Of a more recent one. And then I kind of had to think, but I had to think like 5 seconds. Volkswagen.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Volkswagen, yeah.
So if it doesn't have that impact, if it doesn't continue that branding,
right.
Then it's a lot of people consider it a miss.
Now, the average cost for a 30-second spot, as I said, is $5 million. It's about $167,000 per second.
Per second.
But that's 115 million people. And what people don't understand, I looked at this last year at the top network drama, but actually the most expensive spot running through any drama is The Walking Dead, which
right.
is not the number one rate. I mean, it's 12 million viewers. That's not a lot of people.
No, actually, it's small.
But it's the most expensive, and it ends up being 4 cents per viewer. So that's how marketers look at this. This is 4 cents per viewer. Big Bang Theory. It's $348,000 per 30-second spot, 19 million viewers, so it's about 2 cents a
right.
person on the comedy. But now for the Super Bowl, it actually averages out, if they get that 115 million people, it's 4 cents.
Which is a great price.
It is a great price.
And then, but that doesn't take into consideration also how much you spend on the spot.
That's true. All the production work, yeah.
Right. So you're spending the money just to buy the spot, but you also are spending another $5 million, $10 million on the spot itself because it has to be worthy of that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it can backfire.
Yeah, it's
you
true.
Can have a spot on there. Remember the was it? It wasn't pets.com, but it was the shooting the hamster or something against the wall or the puppy or whatever.
What that was. Yeah, it's horrible.
But it was like, oh, that's too bad. And Groupon, the Groupon spots that tanked, and that was seen as such bad taste in terms of the way they went about it. Yeah. So it can backfire as well. There's some peril involved.
Well, and then you think about the fact that all the spots that at least I've seen so far are all 1 minute spots. So people are paying $10
million. Right. Right. I know I did for mine.
Did you?
I just put one on there and all of my different services.
Huh.
It takes me about 40 years to save up for one spot, but it's worth it.
But it is worth it. You'll get a lot of activity out of that. Yeah, exactly. But you think about, too, you talk about the cost. Now, on the other side of this is, like I was on Cochrane Show Friday talking about this. People have been talking about this all week long. The buzz around that one commercial really lasts, you know, it comes out the week before, and then you're talking about it days after.
Well, there's two interesting things going on this year for the Super Bowl. One is a lot of these commercials this year have pulled back from the early release.
Yes.
So they want the live aspect of it, so that you're watching the game and you see
the early release. By the way, very embarrassing.
Yes, well, it's good. In fact, there's a commercial coming up for that later on.
Okay, good.
On this show.
Yeah.
There's that, and then there's these preview spots as well. So they're actually creating ancillary spots. There's a hilarious one with Betty White this year for Snickers. That's really funny.
Oh, I missed that
one. It's a preliminary. It's a teaser spot, and it's like 3 minutes long.
Snickers, and just to jump a little bit ahead, Snickers is a live commercial this year.
There's two of them this year.
Okay,
right?
All right, yeah.
There's two live commercials.
Yep.
That are being shot. One is being shot and edited live, and the other one is just being performed live.
I think that's correct. Yep.
So, which is also brand new. I mean, they haven't done that.
I love that. Very, very old school almost. And you can't really preview that.
No,
so
that would be awkward. Yeah,
that would be awkward.
This is what we're going to do. Exactly.
And we're talking about 50 advertisers tonight plus. And again, talking about the ratings, you said we're very curious to see where this is going to end up. Literally in the top 20 of all ratings, it's Super Bowls. It's mostly Super Bowls in the 90s and the 2000s, except for the MASH episode. And that has now bumped down to number 8. The final MASH episode.
The fact that that's still there, what is it, 25 years later, 30 years later?
30, it's 83.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that one still lingers in there at number 8. The Cheers finale actually would be, I think, number 22 or 23 at 80 million viewers. So really, Super Bowl is the Super Bowl of ratings for the year, yeah.
Do you think we'll ever have any show that is not sports-related that garners that level of audience, that number? To watch a drama or a comedy.
No.
MASH was a comedy. Both those shows were comedies, no less.
No, what show would you say that's on television that is so ultra-ly popular that when it ends, it's going to hit that number? I mean, you think about probably the most recent one that was big was Friends, maybe. And that is, I think that one was like number 32 or 33.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think The Fugitive from the 60s, that episode still ranks very high. It's in the top 30.
Well, that was a great,
David Janssen, yeah.
I say that's a great one. I wonder how many people actually remember that anymore.
Roger does. I do.
I suggested the idea to them. That's how long I've been around.
Is that right?
Yeah, I was walking down the street, says, we don't know how to end this show. I go, hey, you know, how about if you, like, get the guy?
What if
you know?
Catch him?
Yeah, right. You know, please, we've been waiting 5 years now. Come on already.
We should have David Janssen on the show.
Yes, you know, you better start having a lot of people on real fast. All I'm saying.
I was saying last week that I had a number for Mike Connors to interview him. I got it in January, and I thought, well, I'll interview him sometime this year.
Oh. Well, let him know that what has prompted all this is towards the end of last year, I started going through all of the shows from the 60s and making a list of everyone who's still alive.
Yeah. And they're dropping off as you're listing them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And then you had the phone number 2 weeks before.
That's right.
You're moving too slow,
wow,
dude.
Yeah, you got to step it up.
You got too much, you know, handling. You got to drop some of these side jobs of yours.
Yeah, I should. I know. Believe me, we were just talking about one of them. You are so correct. All right, this is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. Today, Player on 720 WGN, we're previewing this year's most anticipated Super Bowl commercials with Jefferson Rogers from Zap Creative as I'm trying to swallow some pork belly.
I know. I can't believe how good all of this
Flagship. Oh, they were very kind to send it in as a little part of our Super Bowl celebration. So I apologize, folks. It's not fun to listen to people eat on the air, but we're just partaking
you will.
A little bit.
You will, frankly, because we are going to be eating this.
Because we're
going
to be
delicious.
Up all night to entertain.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. this year's spots, and I was looking at some of the celebs that are in here. So Justin Timberlake, Minnie Driver, John Malkovich, Melissa McCarthy, Tom Brady, which I find very odd that
that's
the quarterback
pretty interesting,
is in one
yeah.
of the George Takei, who was just on Bill and Wendy, I think, on Friday or Thursday of this week. And then Lady Gaga, who I think they just figured out the insurance for her, because that was the last thing that was lingering, is figuring out if she's going to be on the roof. They were still figuring out the details of
how
the
much
insurance to cover her.
Yeah, right.
And when she drops Tony Bennett through the roof to see exactly how that...
She rides him.
Really?
It's
I did not
very,
know that.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
But it's tastefully
adventurous,
done.
Yeah. But she's in two spots also, so she's performing. And by the way, they don't pay the performers. Did you know that?
No.
They said that, you know, she's not getting paid for this, that the general exposure... a la Janet Jackson got during her Super Bowl appearance.
Yes.
No, but the exposure is really obviously pretty cool, and record sales go up and everything else, and she's got a new tour she's announcing Monday. So they're not paying her for it, but she's doing two spots, Tiffany & Company, which I saw, very boring.
Yeah.
And Pepsi, which
right.
hasn't been released yet.
Well, and what's interesting is that her last album actually did not do that well, and it's not considered much of a success. So I thought that was a very... This push for her, and she's brilliant in terms of her manipulation of her brand, of where to go next with it, and what, you know, just to be slightly at very Madonna-esque.
Yeah.
When she would change things up, and all of a sudden she's doing a 1940s torch singer, or she's doing the, you know, the sex book, or whatever she was doing. She was always a step ahead of what's going on, and she had
a
knack ability for that. Lady Gaga has that same thing, and she sees her sales going down, so she pivots... right, because she came off the Tony Bennett thing. She had this rock and roll album that came out.
Yeah.
Not so great.
No.
So now she's doing the Super Bowl thing, and she's connecting with, think about it, she's connecting with Pepsi and Tiffany.
Yeah.
So she's representing both of those brands diametrically opposed in terms of the spectrum of brands and the audiences they're going for. But she can pull them both together. So it's a good move.
What I don't like, and I'll talk about it with the boys later when they come in, Michael and Kevin, about the Super Bowl halftime shows, is that since 2004, I think, is when the Janet Jackson thing happened.
Right.
They've tried to play it safe. And there's been some that have been ridiculously entertaining, and some, like last year's, was just like the Coldplay and stuff. It was just...
Yeah, that didn't play.
No, it didn't play.
It was cold.
Most people rank it at the bottom of the list. All right, let's talk a little bit about the spots. So... Budweiser. One of the things that I saw in some of in Ad Age was that people are looking, obviously, to laugh and just have a good time. They would like to set the politics aside a little bit. This one touches upon immigration. I don't think in a way where it's like bashing anybody or trying to make a ridiculous statement. I just thought it was a tasteful story about the founder of Anheuser-Busch.
Adolphus Busch. Well, and here's the thing, is that this was in production well before...
Oh.
Any of this stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because yeah. This
has started back in November.
Fair enough.
Maybe after the election, but I mean, they made the selection for this. This whole process takes months and months and months.
Yeah.
There was one actual Dorito, I think it was a Dorito spot. It wasn't a fan-made one.
Yeah.
But it was after Barack Obama was elected. They did one about, and actually the Bears were in the Super Bowl. Who were the Bears playing? The Colts.
Oh yeah, right.
And so, it was about that whole thing of two black head coaches who were playing or coaching the teams, and it was this whole thing, and it was an amazing thing that they put together in 2 weeks.
Right.
So they put that commercial together really quickly. But for most companies, most brands, they're spending $10 million.
Way out.
You're doing several months. So the timing of it is interesting. I wonder if it got in, you know, slightly affected by what's going on, the conversations that have been going on. But, it is. It's a nice story of how those guys met, and it's got some really cool touches to it.
The one thing that people have mentioned that have looked at the spot, obviously didn't look at it close enough, is they said, well, there's no Clydesdale commercial this year. If you look in this commercial, in the background are Clydesdales.
Oh, really?
Exactly. So,
yeah.
Excuse me. Yes, it's the Clydesdales, my Don Rickles burp. Pepsi, John Legend's Love Me Now, they're promoting their new bottled water. I was looking at some of the background on that. You know, Coca-Cola does Dasani, which people view to be a very cheap, you know, not really, you know, not pride in carrying around that bottle.
Right.
The packaging isn't fabulous. So this Life Water, they're trying to really push out there.
And it's a cool ad.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just cool.
Yeah.
But to go back to beer for a second,
yeah.
You know, Bud Light has Spuds. Is coming back. Is making
a
comeback.
Oh, no, I did not know. That I missed. All right. Okay.
And he's being voiced by Carl Weathers.
Let me look at your notes.
Well, it's really...
Sorry,
it's super fun because it's actually a very funny spot. And for those of us who remember Spuds McKenzie and the dog with, you know, represented Bud Light.
Carl Weathers.
It's a very funny spot. And I think that one, people are going to enjoy the throwback aspect to it. But it's also funny if you've never heard of... who that is.
The ghost of him, because obviously this dog
is long
gone.
Yes, the dog is
dead.
Yeah,
30
years
ago, exactly. Busch beer?
They're going to be doing a 30-second spot as well. It's not a big, you know, for them, it's the first time that they've been in. I'm trying to...
What do you think when you think about Busch beer?
Really?
College?
What, yeah.
Lise, you got something to say on that one?
My dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Big Busch beer guy?
It's really hilarious.
Yeah.
He, like, loves his Busch beer.
Is that right?
And...
it's still a top. It's a top selling beer.
I remember when I was in high school, my dad been drinking Busch, and I was like, "Dad, that's what all my friends drink. Like, don't you have like more money to spend on beer than like my high school friends?"
Yeah. Busch beer,
and they drink that because they're stealing it from his fridge. By the way, that's exactly where that was coming.
Nailed it.
Yeah, exactly.
Very high schooly too, because you used to see your buddies with the beer, and they'd be like, "Oh, hey, nice Busch."
Yeah, right.
And they, you know, so it was a big joke as well. But you know, Busch beer is probably not $3 a six pack anymore.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. So there's your beer. Coke, you said, what's going on?
Well, so Coke, so Pepsi's making their big spend around the water, Life Water.
Yeah.
Coke made the spend, but they're not producing a new spot. They're going to run an older spot. And the betting line is that they might roll with Together is Beautiful, which was the, if you remember from 2014, they had America the Beautiful.
Yes.
Right, being sung in all these different languages by all these different people of different nationalities.
Which I didn't
were all
think
American,
got a, I don't know if they got a, I don't know if they got a lot of big buzz from that one actually when it first aired, did they?
It was a bit of controversy.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it was either like or dislike. It was binary. No one was sort of like, "Oh, it was a cool spot though. I didn't know, you know." It was either I liked it or I didn't like it.
Yeah.
They don't know, like they haven't said which one they're going to air. So it'll be interesting to see what they roll with.
Automotive, lots of car ads this year. And we were just talking about at the beginning of the show about Melissa McCarthy playing Spicer from
She was brilliant.
I watched it in the parking lot.
Oh, so
gave
funny.
It it's hysterical. I said we might play some of the audio. Even the audio is funny.
Oh, my. She did such a great job. Her
Unexpected.
Impression is spot on.
Yes.
And the writing on it was...
But she is so full of slapstick to begin with, and she just not only nailed that, but just some of the slapstick stuff she was doing, and the looks on her face, her expressions, fabulous. But she's in a Kia
Niro,
commercial.
Yeah.
Is out.
And that's one where, honestly, I don't think they used her well. I think she's so much funnier than what they did with her. A lot of slapstick in it.
Throwing around,
but
yeah.
I think she could have done a lot more with that.
Mercedes, Born to be Wild, directed by the Coen brothers, stars Peter Fonda, Buick, Pee-wee Football Game, Cam Newton, Miranda Kerr, Honda. Did you see this ad? Because I don't think they released this one yet.
It was out yesterday.
Oh, I missed it. Okay, so Steve Carell.
So it's yearbook pictures. They're actual yearbook pictures which have been animated. And they're talking about what it means to, you know, be creative, go after your dreams type of thing.
Okay.
And so they're very funny yearbook pictures. You got Jimmy Kimmel, Robert Redford, Amy Adams, Magic Johnson, Missy Elliott, Viola Davis, all talking about what it means to do that for Honda, to be a dreamer and go after your dreams type
of
thing.
Very cool. And then Hyundai, that's the one that we said is going to be a live. It's going to be filmed, edited, produced during the game.
Yeah.
That's one of the ones.
It's going to be something.
Let's see here. WeatherTech, Chicago company, which you'll see in the first quarter. Mr. Clean, what did you think of that ad?
Hysterical.
I thought so too, although some people said they felt it was creepy.
A little creepy.
Because it's Mr. Clean and he's almost seducing this woman cleaning her house.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it has this whole kind of 70s vibe to it. And she's watching this animated character just clean the house in a very, very direct way.
Exactly.
But I thought it was actually pretty funny.
Digital media, there's a Wix commercial. It's a two-parter. Where a chef is building a new website and there's stuff going on in his restaurant. It's actually very good. Squarespace, John Malkovich. Nintendo has a first ever Super Bowl game.
That Squarespace one is hysterical. John Malkovich, it's basically him staring into a camera.
He's a pretty scary guy to begin with, and he does. He's very intimidating, isn't he? Yeah.
He's great.
Food. All right, so here's one that you and I think, so far from what we've seen, we both agree this avocados from Mexico, which, again, is just such a strange spend during the Super Bowl, but honestly, one of the funniest spots.
Yeah, this is so brilliant. They just went for it.
They've
done that for the last couple of years, right? So they've been in the Super Bowl for about 3-4 years now, maybe, and they've just gone for what's the craziest thing we can come up with that people will be talking about that's funny, and they nailed it. They have this secret society if a neighborhood of people formed a secret society, it would be like this, where people are kind of lame and they're making mistakes with it. And it's, would you stop?
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so I pulled some of the audio and do listen to just some of the silliness that goes on in this spot.
How can we be a secret society if we can't keep all of our secrets?
Do they know we faked the moon landing?
No, not yet.
Or that there are only 49 shades of gray?
They're suspicious, but that's not what I'm talking about.
What about Bigfoot?
Bigfoot's not real and everyone knows that.
Did they figure out we deflated the footballs?
No, we found a fall guy for that one.
Bigfoot's definitely real.
Nope.
Okay. We'll just have to agree to disagree.
What about Area 51? Do they know about that?
No.
How about Area 52 to 54?
No, stop saying areas. No areas plus a number.
Literally hundreds of photos of Bigfoot.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw him once. Wait, Bigfoot? I'm getting it wrong. Paul Bunyan?
Point is, someone is leaking this stuff.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm not looking at you, Anne. I've
seen his footprint with us.
Scott! What they do know is that avocados from Mexico have good fats.
So they know they're healthy.
They know everything.
So there you have it.
It's
silly.
Which is buried in there.
It is. But and it's also very visual. I was saying there's very few spots to pick for radio.
No more areas followed by numbers. No more areas followed by numbers.
Exactly.
This is great.
Yeah. Very, very funny.
Yeah.
Buffalo Wild Wings. There's one with Brett Favre that's very funny. Skittles. Also, I thought was very entertaining. It's a kid trying to get his girlfriend's attention by throwing Skittles at the window.
Yeah, that's been on the air already as well.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
Has it been in a band? Okay, because we were talking about the other day that the Wendy's commercial, Where's the Beef with Clara Peller, was a Super Bowl commercial, but it was another one that was released long before that. It just aired during the Super
Bowl.
So that's one of them.
And this is one of them as well. And this the kid is throwing Skittles up against a window to wake up his girlfriend, and they're going in the window. And you have which is just hysterical, a series of people who are catching them in their mouth. You know, it's the girlfriend. She scoots over. It's the mom. She scoots over. It's the dad. He scoots over. And then they keep on taking it into the ridiculous and sublime. Yeah. So it's actually pretty clever. But they go out there. Skittles always is just there now. Yeah.
First ever live Super Bowl commercial with Adam Driver. And then there's the Betty White teaser you spoke about.
Yeah.
And Big Mac, you said it's a miss. I didn't
well,
miss that one.
Well, they've got this. So they're releasing two more Big Macs.
Yeah.
Right? The Big Mac Jr.
Yeah.
And an extra large Big Mac or a big Big Mac.
Because the Big Mac's not enough.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also, I didn't think the spot was very original. It's just kind of like,
disappointing.
That's a miss. Yeah.
KFC, Billy Zane, Rob Riggle doing that. Justin Bieber, T-Mobile, Tom Brady, Intel.
Just to go back to McDonald's, especially when you think about the fact that they're the ones who did the Jordan and Bird
Michael
shot.
Jared, which we're going to play in a little bit, yeah.
Which, that was brilliant. Yep. I mean, they cut it, beautifully. But
Bai, what is this? Tell me what this one is.
Yeah. So this is a health drink, Bai, and they have this is a weird little commercial that actually got me to laugh out loud. I chuckled at this, which is called The Horse Whisperer. And it's this, kind of a rap guy coming in going, "Yo, I'm a horse whisperer." side dance. And he's got this horse in the background that starts side dancing. And so it's this completely incongruous thing.
Love that.
But he has this ability, and it just...
So that could be the sleeper.
Caught me off guard, yeah.
That could be the sleeper. All right, and then some of the movies that are on. Cars 3, you'll see previews for, because it's always a big deal. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, Transformers, Alien, 50 Shades Darker, Spider-Man, Beauty and the Beast, Fate and the Furious, Despicable Me 3, no Star Wars. That's what people were hoping for. Is they were going to get a little teaser
finally
spot.
Finally get their teaser of Star Wars.
None. No. There's no.
They don't need to.
I guess you don't need
they
to.
They don't need to. I mean, if anything, they would pay Star Wars to please show your commercial. We'll get more viewers.
All right. We're going to talk about the classics all coming up next on 720 WGN.